We've got that show coming up on July 14th over at the PAC. So we'll give away tickets for either one of those coming up on the morning show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden meets with Democratic governors today to try to quiet fears over his shaky debate performance and talk it'll hurt his chances of beating Donald Trump in November. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
This comes after governors have expressed some concerns in the private call about President Biden's debate performance and how to impact his campaign.
Our new CBS poll finds the nominees are functionally tied, with support shifting slightly to Mr. Trump. A Category 4 Hurricane Beryl is expected to pass over Jamaica this morning. This tourist from Philly is hunkered down.
We got some food. We got water. Kind of just hope for the best. There's really nothing we can do at this point.
The TSA expects more travelers this holiday weekend than ever before. This woman got to Newark Airport before the sun came up.
I would say leave early, check in early, your bags and everything, you know, online. I'd say like 2:45, yeah, to make sure you're here on time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin this week. He plans to campaign in Madison on Friday. Today, Biden meets privately with leading Democrats concerned about his debate performance last week. After some divisive rulings and recent scandals, civic engagement groups say U.S. Supreme Court justices are doing a bad job policing themselves. Sarah Harris is with the group Stand Up America.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if or when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, the ethical issues continue to happen.
Americans tell pollsters they'd like term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. 8 hunters in Wisconsin will be able to hunt elk during the 2024 elk season this year. The DNR announcing the winners said 4 hunters are able to hunt in the Black River Elk Zone for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. Over 25,000 applications were submitted between April 10th through May 31st. In the Clam Lake Elk Zone, the winning applicants are from Green Bay, Madison, Hortonville, and Birchwood. For the Black River Elk Zone, the 4 hunters are from Athens, Toma, the Waupun area, and Wisconsin Rapids. The elk hunting season opens Saturday, October 12th. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is looking for volunteers to help with the point-in-time count July 24th and 25th. This is the semi-annual survey to gather a snapshot of homelessness in our community. You can contact Ben Eberlein at 715-421-0390. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow. Some sunshine in the morning, scattered thunderstorms by later in the afternoon. And then more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. And there could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible through Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We're going to take you through the hour with none but fun. We're going to let you know some entertainment news in a moment. A little bit later, we're going to get into how many parents say that they wish they kept fewer childhood mementos. Got that one coming up. We also have a Wisconsin town that was named the most charming small town in the entire state. We'll get into that one. We'll, of course, I want to hear from the audience on this one, too, though, because I want to know what your nominees would be for the most charming city.
Yeah, I'm very curious if I've been there or not.
We'll get into that coming up. But right now, we kick things off with a bit of entertainment news. And I wanted to start here. Heart has called off their Royal Flush Tour, which is a great name for that time. Great name. which was supposed to kick off at the end of the month. But they had Ann Wilson is being treated for cancer. An Instagram post, actually saw when she posted it. She said, I recently underwent an operation to remove something that, as it turns out, was cancerous. The operation was successful and I'm feeling great, but my doctors are now advising me to undergo a course of premenative chemotherapy, and I've decided to do it. Because of her treatment, she has to take the rest of the year off. She added, this is merely a pause. I have much more to sing, respectively. This is the last public statement I'll make on the matter. Huh. And certainly, I respect when anybody does something. First, on social media, whenever you see the blank, like the blank worded post, it just always feels like it's something like this. And I've gotten like a little bit of a, I don't know. Oh, I want to read it, but like I don't.
You know, it's something heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm I like Heart. I'm not going to say that Heart's one of my top 20 favorite bands, but I'm a big fan of them.
I like Heart.
And a big, big fan of Ann Wilson. I mean, anybody that can make Robert Plant cry, it seems pretty good. A pretty good singer, pretty good artist to me. Wishing her the very best. And those that were looking forward to seeing Heart, if Ann Wilson has her way, which I believe I'm not going to bet against her, they will be back touring again, hopefully in the next couple of years, by all, you know, God willing and everything.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Wishing her the best. It does, these kind of moments, I hope that others get a feeling like this too. I know I'm going to listen to some Heart this weekend. I'm definitely going to.
I've always been a Heart fan. Yeah. I like their music. I do think, I mean, I hope that when they have their tour, everything is very successful. You know, her recovery goes well and their tour is very successful. Otherwise, that name is going to take on another meaning.
Yeah. You're so right about that. Yeah. That's a good
point. You run a little risk when you call your own thing Royal Flush.
You really do. Yeah. some weekend TV reminders for everybody. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., the fourth in the installment of the Beverly Hills Cop movies, premieres on Netflix tonight. Eddie Murphy returns for a fourth Beverly Hills movie as Axel Foley. And you've even got some of the your tried and true characters back. Judd Reinhold is Rosewood. Taggart is there. You got to have Taggart in there. John Ashton is in there. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt also is in this one, who is a fantastic actor. Big, big fan of his. I cannot wait to watch this. I have no idea if it's going to be good or not, but my God, I'm going to take in the nostalgia. I'm going to take in Eddie's laugh. And I will say one thing. I've seen some bad Eddie Murphy movies, but I've never seen an Eddie Murphy movie that it didn't laugh at least somewhat in. Like, I've seen bad ones, but I've never seen one where his performance was bad or I didn't laugh at least a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Adventures of Pluto Nash is a pretty bad movie, but even that had some funny moments in it and everything. Eddie Murphy's talent alone to me, like, it stands out comedically, especially in a character like this that he's really good at playing. Tomorrow at 7 on NBC, the two-hour special, Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. That tradition will continue. The streaming premiere of Godzilla vs. Kong, The New Empire. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I can't keep track with the Godzilla movies anymore. I can't keep track. Wait, are they going to bring Mothra back? I mean, we've got to do that,
you know,
right?
I've never seen any of those.
Oh, as a kid, I saw them. As a kid, I used to love them.
What used to be on a New Year, like King Kong? Is that what kind of used to be
King
on?
Kong?
Like, yeah.
Nobody's going to agree with me on this one, but I actually think that they should, like, with the special effects, with the green screen, with everything where it is nowadays, anybody can come out with a big time action movie of these monsters and everything. I say go back. Go back to the old stuff.
To the clicks and pops and,
yes. You
know, the static and.
Why not? The budget isn't going to be nearly even a quarter of what this budget is. If it isn't successful, therefore you're going to be fine. You're not going to be out anything.
Yeah.
But the nostalgia and the love of these like, I want a man in a Godzilla costume stepping on little tiny buildings. I want that. Bring that back.
The girl on the top.
Yeah. Yes.
On the building.
Yes. I love where everything is gone in the technology we have. I love that on our iPhone. iPhones, Terry, we can make a movie that could get premiered. Like, that's, it's a pretty cool day and age that we live in, and I love all of this stuff. I do think, though, there is a place and something to be said for just, you know, the Jim Henson Company and the Muppets and then the puppeting that, that they did. That's what really made the original Star Wars movies. Great cast, fun movies, but it's about the puppets. It's about so much of those things. The, and, you know, the green screen stuff, it didn't have the life to it. It didn't have a lot of the Frank Oz touch or some of these things that the puppeteers and some of these voices brought to it. I think you might, why not try? Because, I mean, how many, plus they've done it all. Godzilla versus Kong, Kong versus Mothra, Mothra versus, I mean, come on, Freddy versus Jason. They've done all of these things.
There's got to be one more in there.
You know, there probably is. There probably is. It'll be the sequel. Tomorrow on Amazon, some in some theaters, Space Cadet, starring Emma Roberts. It's a comedy. It's a party girl who gets a NASA astronaut trainer or something. I don't know. And Back to Black, the Amy Winehouse biopic, is going to be streaming on Peacock starting on Friday. Not a lot of people like that one. That was a rough one. That was a rough one. I don't know. Do you see it? Let us know what you think.
Yeah, not me. I didn't see it.
No. I can tell you right now, I will not see that. I liked Amy Winehouse. I would love to see an actual biopic where they actually do right by her. It just didn't seem like it in this one. This young lady, I don't know her that well, but she didn't act anything like Amy Winehouse and everything I could see, and her singing wasn't like Amy Winehouse, and I just feel like you're going to hit at least one of them.
Yeah.
You know, if you at least look like her, then at least you sell that part of it. If you at least sound like her and you don't look like her, well, we can kind of, you know, use our imagination. But when you don't have any of that, like, I don't know how this even happened. I don't get it. Let's see here. And as far as big movie releases, nothing too big as far as wide releases. But you do have Despicable Me 4 coming out this Friday. Oh, actually, I'm sorry.
I think it's
opens
tonight.
Today. Opens
yeah.
tonight, yeah. Steve Carell and Krista Wiig return as Gru and Lucy. They welcome a new family member. Will Ferrell is in this one, along with Sofia Vergara.
I mean, I think it looks cute.
It does.
But I like those movies, so.
And I heard somebody say, like, with a synopsis of the movie, oh, another time that they do this, this, and this. Yeah, like the last one was successful. This one will be successful.
Yeah.
There's a reason they keep kicking these movies out. I'm not saying they always know what they're doing with these, but with animated films, and especially like Pixar movies, even more than Disney, Pixar movies, they're incredibly smart about these, and they have to be. They don't have the, like, when you're Disney, you can sit back and go ahead and try to put out there Bambi 2. And, hey, it doesn't do well. It doesn't do well. You know, we'll move on. We'll maybe make a new amusement park ride. And we'll make our money back there or something. That's I'm loosely kidding, but that's the way that a lot of Disney's model has worked for decades. And it's working really good for them.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got that in your back pocket, amusement parks.
Well,
you've got a back catalog like nobody.
You can take more risk.
Yeah,
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like these Despicable Me movies. I think they're cute.
They're
and they're funny.
And they put a lot into them and everything because they really have to nail these investments. And I think that's kind of, it's better for the audience, better for the moviegoers, of course, and certainly in the company. So that'll be fun. I know my dad is looking forward to seeing it too. This is the thing my dad does though. He'll see a movie trailer. And because of the way movies get released so quickly now and everything, he's like, oh, Jimmy, where can I find that? I'm like, Dad, it's in the movie theater. So, like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure, man. It, like, it hasn't even been released yet. And he gets mad at me. I'm not in charge of it, man. I don't know. I do think that that's going to be a fun one. Encourage people to check that one out. Did want to also, before we get into our 4th of July schedule, I did want to remind everybody that our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater are having Newsies Junior come up July 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Fantastic time to not only take in a show, support local arts, but have a great time. You are, the WRCT main stage season is jam-packed. Look at that eagle out there, Terry. That is just beautiful. Sorry.
No.
Every once in a while, I get distracted.
And it's sunny. Like, it's just a perfect backdrop.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. That
very
thing
cool.
is beautiful. I don't know if there's a... penguins. Penguins are a very beautiful bird, but eagles are more beautiful.
Yeah,
they
more
are.
More beautiful.
Don't tell them I said that.
Just talking about this just over the weekend. How... Remember when you were a kid and, like, if you... It was rare you know, to spot an eagle at all. But it was like something. And now you see them all over. And I love that. I think it's so awesome.
The initiative that was made to increase our eagle population has worked. And we don't, I'm so glad you brought that up because I don't think we've ever commented on that. But that is something that is really good note.
I mean, you rarely saw them like when we were kids. Yeah. But there is something just cool about that when you're, whatever, walking outside or taking a drive or something and you see them. I love that.
All right. We got to keep this between us. All right. Just penguins between us, everybody. All right. Would you don't start with me. this is the one. This is the one subject that you don't want to get on me on. You're right. They do stink. They do. They eat fish. Of course they stink. But I love them anyway. We are looking forward to, we've touched on this actually a little bit already, but we are really looking forward to, before the end of summer, having a WFHR, WYRI open house. Where we invite everybody over here. We're going to have a cookout. We're going to have some fun. We're looking forward to that. When we do this, one of the things that we want you to do is certainly check out our building. I also want you all to be looking at the eagle nest across the street,
right?
Because that is pretty cool. That is awesome. We were talking about Newsies Junior, and we're going to be having Gretchen and some of the cast join us next week on Midday Magazine. I know that Melissa has reached out as well to talk with them, and we're going to have them on Director's Cut possibly too. We're going to really feature this because where I was going with this was there's a lot of great local theater, and the WRCT main stage is going to be fantastic. Four amazing shows that are going to take you through the whole season. You got other great local theater around here, Wausau Community Theater, CWAC, so many great production companies. I promise you, you are not going to enjoy yourself more ever than at a kid show. These kid shows are different. There's something different about them, man. And you go there, and I think a lot of people expect, oh, well, we're not going to see the greatest acting or blah, 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 or whatever. And there's a little bit of truth to that. What I think will surprise you is how good these kids are and how much they enjoy themselves on that stage. And when you go to this show, you go to these shows, which I cannot encourage you enough to go to, you're not just going to be taken in a fun show. You're not just investing in your community and helping WRCT continue to do the work that they're doing in this community. You are building the confidence of these kids. And there is no child that has not benefited from having a little boost in confidence. Are these kids going to go on and be the next George Clooney or anything? Who knows? Who knows? Who cares? Right now is what matters. And right now we can make an impact on them by building them up. So when they see mom and dad out there in the crowd, that's cool. It's the strangers that really stand out to them. Them cheering for them. Them laughing at their jokes. And when they mess up a line or something, not making a big deal of it and just letting things keep going. They learn from this stuff. There is nothing in the world like being live on stage and playing a character. And when you are that young, to be able to have the confidence and braveness to get out there and do that, where some adults will never even do those kind of things, never even think about it. But these kids, 8, 10, 12, going up there and doing it, we have almost a responsibility, not a responsibility, but I feel almost a responsibility to go to these shows, build these kids up, and invest in our future. It's a great time, too. You're going to have fun.
Fill the theater.
Yeah. WRCtheater.org. WRCtheater.org is the website. Go ahead and check that out. Get your tickets and be listening next week. We'll have the gang join us. Looking forward to it. Terry, now I'm going to take... Oh, no, I wanted to get into our schedule. Ah, I almost got ahead of myself there. Got to get to our schedule here. We've got some great things lined up for you over the next couple of days. Certainly here at WFHR, the home of the Rafters. We're going to be playing some Rafter baseball. Boys of Summer are back in action tonight, 5:20 start time in Madtown for tonight. And then they'll be back in town tomorrow for our 4th of July celebration. Going to have some fireworks over there. Mid-State Tuition Night is Thursday night as well. And Madison Mallards will be in town. I believe they are in first or second place in the division. So getting a couple wins off of them might be a nice way to wrap up the first half of the season and get some momentum going into the second half. Thursday, early start time for that game, 12:50. Keep that in mind for that 4th of July game. If you want to go to it, it is an earlier start time. Back at our normal time slot on Friday, 6:20, hosting Green Bay. Going to be staying in town on Saturday as well. Another 6:20 start time at Green Bay. And 12:50 start time, going to be up in Wausau on Sunday. Looking forward to that. Our programming wise, we're going to have some fun stuff lined up for you, everybody. We're going to take good care of you. We will not be here live and direct tomorrow, but we'll have a 4th of July edition of the Sunshine Polka Show in the 8 o'clock hour here.
Wow, fun.
Tim does such a great job with that show. We love being able to take a moment and give it a new audience and have even more people get into it. And it is a fun 4th of July show he put together. He's great at this.
I want to know how they incorporate, or how he incorporates, like 4th of July stuff into it.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen.
Yeah.
You can't just see him like throwing those little snaps.
Oh, yeah. I like that, actually. That's a good idea. In the 9 o'clock hour, the kitchen's open with Melissa. Melissa's put together a special 1 hour show compiled of all of her kitchen's open segments, and has did a really good job of this too, and took a lot of time put a lot of time into it. We appreciate that, Mel, and she does a great work job with that segment. Looking forward to it. Of course, Rafters baseball going to run throughout the afternoon. Should wrap up somewhere between 3:30, 4:30. This is baseball. We don't know. So we're going to have four. And we didn't want to really have to ask our guests to come in today or tomorrow. Today we'd have
or
a guest.
Or just hang out till the game's done.
Yeah, basically. So Thursday and Friday, we've got best of midday magazines lined up for you. And I think I picked some good ones we're looking forward to having. We'll get more into those in a little bit. But yeah, got some good ones for you lined up there. And the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have some community stories. Looking forward to that. That's going to be great. So all this coming up for you in the next couple of days. And again, a reminder, on Friday, we will be back with a new morning show for you. We're going to hang out with you and get you ready for your weekend. Looking forward to all of this. We'll get into more of our weekend schedule coming up in a little bit. When we get back, Terry and I are going to dive into how many of us parents wish we kept fewer or more childhood mementos. We'll talk about that when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for a classic car show at Witter Field starting at 3 on Saturday afternoon, July 6th. You'll find all kinds of cool cars on display, from collectors to sports cars and more. Vote for your favorites during the show, then stay for the game at 6:35 p.m. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball and a classic car show Saturday, July 6th.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow. Some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms by later in the afternoon. And then more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. And there could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible through Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
This is how we do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Did want to real quickly step back to our previous conversation about our midday magazines that we'll have lined up for you. Keep in mind, everybody, a new time slot for Midday Magazine. Our afternoons are jam-packed. 2 to 4, the Maggie Dawn Show. 4 to 5, Midday Magazine. This week, today, we'll have Sheriff Sean Becker in with us. Also looking forward to talking with Lieutenant Scott Sager, who is retiring. We're going to talk to Scott about his career and ask him about Cold Fusion. And no, we're going to talk about his career. We're going to get into some police talk. And looking forward to that, and looking forward to Sean and Scott joining us a little bit later. For tomorrow's Midday Magazine, we will have in part one Wood County Veterans Service Officer Rock Larson, our interview with him from the 12th. Always appreciate Rock's conversations and the information that he brings to our community and what he does. And in part two, our Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools update with Craig Braun. It was the last time Craig joined us. We thought replaying that interview would be a great way for the audience that may have not heard it, and certainly a great way to honor Craig and the way how much we appreciated him in this area. That interview was from last week, so we'll be playing that one as well. On Friday, Save of the Arts, the Buffett and Sons of a Sailor Band, when Sally Kistner joined us, and we had the great artist that is doing the Jimmy Buffett Act on the air with us, too. It was a great interview. We had a lot of fun, and I think it's a great way to kind of get people excited about the show coming up on the 14th to the Performing Arts Center. And in part two, our catch up with Family Natural Foods. We'll be playing that as our final interview of the week. Katrina joined us last week for that, and still a very time-friendly interview, and thought it was a great opportunity for us to give a tip of the hat to our great friends at Family Natural Foods, one of the longest sponsors we have had here at WFHR. That relationship predates any of us that are currently on the air with Katrina and Steven and I. That was a long time relationship with their parents and that company and our company. So we love being able to highlight them whenever we have a chance. Those will be your midday magazines coming up the rest of the week. Looking forward to all of it. Right now, we got to get into this one, Terry. Millennials, how many times have you heard your parents begging you to come back and collect all the stuff from your childhood they have kept? I don't need the turkey with the hand. I got like eight of them. I'm kidding. I want all of them. I'm a horrible person to be doing this subject because I keep everything, and I would have kept everything had I had even more stuff. I would still have it. I would throw away things of my own to keep my kids' stuff. I'm not the person to be doing this one. There's a new survey out on childhood mementos, and parents were asked, do you wish you had kept more of your children's childhood, or less, or about the same? Only 6% said that they wish they would have kept less. 35% said that they wish they would have kept more, and about half said the same amount. So these parents are happy that they have what they have. We got a rundown with some other stats in here, but before we get to that, I think the timing of this matters. If you're asking a young set of parents, who obviously, and their child's maybe 10, okay, asking them if they've kept enough or whatever, chances are they're probably thinking of, I only have so much space, and you know, I've got this, and this. Who knows where they're at with this? But if you ask a parent who has a child in their 20s or 30s or has a child of their own, I almost guarantee you that they wish they had kept more. Because we lose things over the years, and stuff that maybe we didn't think would be that important to us at one point, 5-10 years later, like, oh God, I wish I would have kept that macaroni snowman that my kid made me and everything. It's like that. Maybe it's just me as a parent, but I know that that's something that I have felt, and I've heard my mom say similar things. My father, not so much, but my mom, I've heard her say stuff.
I feel like I kept a good amount of stuff, but when you go back through it, it's much easier to throw it away. You know what I mean? Like when you're 10 years removed from it or 12 years removed from it or something. And, you know, I don't know about you. And you, your family moved much more.
Yeah.
But like, I can remember, you know, at one point where my mom was like, this is all of your stuff that's left at my house. Here it is, right? And it wasn't a ton. Like, I didn't have a ton of stuff there. But there's still a decent, you know, couple totes or whatever. And you get it and you're like, what do I want this crap for?
Yeah,
you know, so I think there's a little bit of that too. Like, it's just like, okay, take the rest of your stuff from here kind of thing. But it is fun to keep some of that stuff. And, you know, like you said, the turkey made out of the hand. Yeah. When you go, you know, like when I went back through a tote or something, it's like, okay, I don't need eight of them. I can just keep one of them.
Right, right. It is hard. It is an easy decision to make, choosing between those at times. But then when you actually have to recycle or throw them out, that is a very difficult part. That part has been tough. Here's a rundown of what parents kept. 95% kept photos of their kids as children. 74% kept the art. 70% kept awards and certificates. 57% kept videos of them as children. And another 57 kept report cards. My parents did not. 50, unless they wanted to make my kids feel better.
They maybe did.
Maybe they did, actually. 55% kept cards or letters they received. 48% kept yearbooks. Got into this with my dad the other day. My dad's been going, we had a little
Don't you have your yearbooks?
Well, I have some, but my dad went through my parents had a little bit of flooding a couple weeks ago. So we've been like preparing the basement a little bit better and trying to really get it going so it's set if this happens again. And one of the things.
Tomorrow?
Right, yeah. One of the things he came across was some old notebooks, not a yearbook, but notebooks.
Oh, sure.
And he swore up and down that they were mine. And I'm like, no, that's Nick. That's Nick's handwriting. It's definitely Nick. And I didn't take geometry. I wasn't that smart.
Well, was it like at the top of the page in red? Was it like D plus F? That's why they thought it was yours?
I think that's why it was. I do think that's part of the reason. Yeah.
You know, yeah, like old notebooks and stuff. It's kind of funny, though. Do you remember you'd come home from school, especially elementary school, you know, and you'd have all this stuff from your desk, and I was always one like I'd pile up my closet or shove it under my bed, right? Mm-hmm. But then when you find it, I mean, you're not keeping any of that. But I definitely, I mean, I have my yearbooks.
Oh yeah, still. I know I have at least one. I know I have my senior year yearbook. I don't know if I have others, but I'm positive I have that.
But
one.
You know what's funny? When you were reading that list, when you said pictures and videos, to me that's like not even doesn't even belong on this list. No, that's like a no-brainer. No. Would you actually throw away pictures of your kids?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't know.
I can't imagine doing it. No, I couldn't imagine having that many photos that I'd throw any away. 45% kept toys. 35% kept their baby clothes, and another 35% kept a lock of their hair, and 29% kept baby teeth. That one, I know my mom did do. I don't know if she kept them or not, or if they lost them in a move or something like that. But I know that was a big deal to my mom for a little while. I think by the time my brother came around, maybe his first tooth that he lost. Whatever. And then after that, it's like.
Yeah, I think of all those things that you listed, I think I probably have a little bit of all of that. You know, like maybe, like I still have the girl's baptismal gown, which was also mine.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, and maybe like the outfit they came home from the hospital in, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's just a few different clothing things like that. But a lot of things that they made over the years, especially elementary school, but all of, like certificates and A-plus report cards.
I don't know. I didn't have any of those, so I don't know anything about that. My sister would. My sister or my brother would know something about that. I don't.
In the hallway at your mom and dad's, there's like a blank frame and then two framed report cards for your siblings. Yours is just,
it's just mine. Yours is just empty. Blank. Yeah,
the glass is broke.
It's my wall of shame. It's... I have, you could tell that I wrote up something and there's just like an A plus in there that it's just clearly in my handwriting. I do like this list. I do think too, anybody that tried to judge you, including your own children, for keeping these things, you get away. No. You're a parent. You want to keep anything. I don't care what it is. You want to hang on to it. More power to you. Good on you for doing it. We will get to our news break here. We'll come back. And when we get back, we're going to talk about this list company came up with a Wisconsin town named the most charming small town in the entire state. Terry and I are going to touch on that one and plenty more when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An important subsidy for Wisconsin child care centers is due to run out at the end of September. Governor Evers says lawmakers need to do something to save child care counts.
It's important for our economy. If we lose that money, there will be places that close, and if people lose their child care, then they'll likely leave the workforce. So it's pretty simple.
Evers speaking at a child care center in Red Granite yesterday. Schools in Wisconsin will get more than $400,000 for manufacturing training. Students will be trained in 3D printing, welding, drone operating, and other skills. The Department of Workforce Development says more than 4,600 students in 17 school districts will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Everyone should be proactive about their health care, but there may be men in your life who need some prompting. Or you may be a man who is feeling well and doesn't see the need to have regular checkups. Dr. Nils Arvold is an MD and radiation oncologist with Aspirus Health. He said the biggest thing men can do to prevent cancer is making lifestyle changes.
Watching their weight, eating a healthy diet, including, you know, high fiber, lots of vegetables, fish. One of the things we call is the Mediterranean diet, which is very helpful for colon cancers and several other cancers most likely.
Dr. Arvold also said having regular visits with a primary care provider can help mitigate health risks. Having that relationship allows your care provider to monitor you through life and try to make it less likely you'll develop certain diseases, such as cancer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The crew beat the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 3-2 heading into the ninth and clawed their way back to a 4-3 victory over the Rockies, their 26th comeback win of the season. Willie Adames with a clutch sacrifice fly.
We are competitors over here. We're always going to be fighting, and we're never going to give up, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that until the end. And, you know, I'm proud of the boys.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit. That's baseball, man. That's how you play offense.
NBA, the Bucks introduced their two new players, guard A.J. Johnson, forward Tyler Smith, picked up in the draft. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, what advice does he have for a couple of 19-year-old kids who have to compete with veterans like Giannis and Damian Lillard?
To be competitive. Don't be awestruck. Look everybody in the eye. Respect all veterans. And then try to kick their butt.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow. Some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms by later in the afternoon. And then more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. And there could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible through Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Of all the 80s songs... I think this may be the funniest one to me. It's in part because of the artist, but also, like, I just have this idea of Billy Idol having this song, because I believe he wrote this song, Eyes Without a Face.
I mean, I
don't know if he did or he didn't, but regardless, I love the idea of him selling this song to people. And so I got this new song. And I'm gonna do it's a slower song. And like, okay, Billy, all right, we don't really know you for that. The song is called Eyes Without a Face. Okay. All right. We'll go through with this one, Mr. Idol.
I mean,
Idol.
He's probably lucky it wasn't his first song.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't know. It was a big hit. What do I know? Terry and James hanging out with you right now. And we got a fun one I wanted to dive into with everybody. This comes to us from iHeart.com. iHeart.com, if you want to find out the complete article, I encourage you to go check that out. Wisconsin is filled with stunning small towns across the state. Destinations that offer a quiet beauty, some natural selection, just a lot of great things. I think our state is jam-packed with small towns or rural towns that are just fantastic. Love Madison, love Milwaukee, gigantic love for those cities. La Crosse, Appleton, some of our bigger cities got a lot of love for them, but man, there's nothing like small towns. And I would put ours as one of the more brighter spots when it comes to that list. I think Rapids is certainly in that list. I would add just about all of our surrounding areas to that. I think that we've got some great communities around here and some really fun, great things to see. But according to the list compared by AFAR, the most charming small town in all of Wisconsin is Viroqua. Praised for its pastoral views and efforts at sustainability and farm-to-table dining, here is what the site said about the area. Fly fishing streams and Amish farms are scattered throughout Wisconsin driftless area, a term referred to in the Southwest. But Viroqua proper is a hotbed of culinary creativity, in part thanks to more than 200 organic farms located in the area. On a rainy day, browse the stacks at a driftless book and music store, one of the state's largest used bookstores. If the sun is shining, take a tour of Viroqua's Midrid murals, or stop at the driftless angler fly shop to book a guided trout fishing lesson. Nice area. I've been there for I've been to Viroqua.
I have, but not I've not really spent time there, you know, maybe okay. more passing through kind of thing, so I can't really speak to much of what was just said, other than it is a beautiful area, you know, the rolling hills and the outdoors kinds of things. I always like when you find these little towns that have just a little charming downtown, yes. you know, where you can just park and just yes. walk and maybe get a cup of coffee. And
a nice main street. Like,
I don't know if you've ever been to Cedarburg, but Cedarburg is like that. Like, yeah. you get, it's just, it's so sweet. But yeah, I mean, I think the landscape of Viroqua is gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. As far as location, for those that don't know, right outside of the Dells, I'd say the Dells is probably one of the bigger areas near it, as far as big towns that we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm thinking, locations. What are they? Westby, I think, is close to there. Another small town. Okay.
Rochester.
Yeah.
Some other areas are near there.
Close to La Crosse.
You know, especially for those of you that have a bit of a longer weekend this weekend, you got some extra days, you're looking for something to do, and you visited a lot of the great spots here in the state, north of the state, south of the state, maybe check this area out. Maybe, you know, or even, I think, even just throwing into your search engine, hey, great small towns, you know, or locations, or what interests you. I almost guarantee you there's a town in this state that has something that, you know, is going to interest you, or have something in your interests.
You know, it's kind of fun, even when you're just exploring Wisconsin, right? Because where we are, you can go almost anywhere in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you know, in the state. Yeah, not everywhere, but almost everywhere. Mm-hmm. And some friends of ours, they used to just literally, like, if they had a free afternoon, they would, you know, kind of do the whole close your eyes, pick a spot on the map, and then they'd go there. You know, they might go have lunch and just explore a little bit, see what parks are there, that kind of, but there's something about that, right? That kind of adventure to do that. And there are, like you said earlier, there are so many awesome small towns in Wisconsin that are just waiting for you to come visit.
And I don't, this is not me taking shots at other states, but I really don't feel other states have as much of this as we do. They have this. I don't mean that they don't, but I don't know many areas that have something like this. I will take my home state of Illinois. I think that Illinois is a beautiful state, a wonderful state, and I know you're going to laugh at me for that and call me a fib and all that. Go right ahead. The northern part of the state is so very different than the southern part, so a lot of people don't seem to spend time in southern Illinois, but there are some wonderful towns in there that are very similar to ours and ones like this. While I love Naperville and Chicago and, you know, West Chicago and all those areas and everything, you've got so much of that southern part of the state that is so similar to Wisconsin and has some really good beauty to it.
I do agree. I will say it takes forever, or it feels like forever, to drive from top to bottom of Illinois.
I've been from one end of Texas to the other.
And yeah, Texas is terrible.
It took us like
a whole day
to do this and everything. I feel like that about Illinois in the south, like, and the north, though. Even though it's not even close, it feels like it.
But it feels like it. Yeah. But there are some really charming towns in the lower part of the state. But you know that whole thing, like, we drove to South Padre Island one time, and it literally takes as long to get from here to the Texas border as it feels like as it does to go through Texas.
It's crazy.
It is.
And it's flat. Insane. It feels like it should be a straight shot almost, but no.
Like you should get a turbo boost or something. Yeah, you know, something like why?
The wind propel you or something. I don't know. What would you consider a great little nook and cranny of this state? What towns would you consider? What would you nominate for this list? 715-424-2600. Feel free to get that to us, whether it's today or Friday's show or a show a month from now. I don't mind. You know, I think this can be an ongoing conversation where we highlight some of our great local towns.
You know, Wapaka is a great,
that's a good one,
close, you know, small town, and just their downtown has been quite revitalized. I mean, now it's tourist season, so of course it's busy, and that's good for their economy, but there is something just really charming about that area too.
There's no local listening to this that wouldn't think of this one, I think. But for those outside of our listening area, especially those in the Wisconsin state that are outside of our listening area, if you haven't been to Rudolph, Rudolph is one of the sweetest, most charming towns you will ever go into. I love Rudolph. That's a fantastic, I think, example of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, do some exploring.
There's some fun things there to do.
The grotto.
Yeah, you're
going to check out the rock.
You have to go to the cheese factory. If no other reason.
There's a bowling alley. People don't know that.
Yeah, a little four-lane bowling alley.
That's great.
There's wonderful little nooks and crannies all over this state. Encourage you to explore them, check them out. We only have so much summer, everybody. Take advantage of it.
You know, and if we're plugging Rudolph, there's also just north of the village, there's Morning Sunshine Farms, and she has coffee and bakery and some preserves and that kind of thing. And that's a great place to just go sit outside and relax. Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot more to some of these, you know. If you blink, you won't even know that you drove through it.
Sure.
But there's just a lot to be said of slowing down and actually looking around, because there's a lot of opportunities.
Very well said. We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
The 24/25 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Avocados Mexican Grill, Cal's, Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau, Danny's K Pub and Grill, Hoozles on 54, Square Bar, Mickey's Tip Up in Kelner, and North Brewing Company in Rome. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Do you need your home or garage cleaned? Then call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Is your business or office kind of dirty? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cuttings, raking leaves? Yep, that's right. Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Call 459-1475 anytime.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow. Some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms by later in the afternoon. And then more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. And there could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible through Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl.
Terry and James here with you. We'll take you right to the top of the hour, get you ready for not only the rest of your Wednesday, but the 4th, and of course, we'll be here back on the 5th. Melissa, Seth, and I will be hanging out with you to get you ready for your weekend on the 5th, coming up on Friday. Looking forward to that. Got a couple of topics I want to get to before we wrap up. How about the best and worst times to travel for Independence Day? Yes, let's throw off people's plans. And they've been waiting for us to do this topic before they figured out what time they were going to leave.
If you can be flexible, though, you maybe don't want to drive when there's so much traffic. Now, I mean, we regret to inform you that the best day to travel was yesterday.
Yes, right? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what this list is going to say. Here are some stats on what they're projecting for the next 2 weeks. So that does help a little bit. And this does come from AAA, I think one of the better resources when it comes to any information about our roads. Nearly 71 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home over the next 2 weeks. So keep that in mind, everybody. Look out for each other. Be good to each other out there on the roads. 85% of 4th of July travelers are driving. 8% are flying. 6.5% are using some other mode of transportation.
Teleporting.
Teleport. Definitely teleportation. There's relief at the pump. Gas prices are lower than last year when the national average was $3.53. And gas prices are expected to continue going down leading up to Independence Day. The current average is $3.44. I can see right across the street, $3.39. They are predicting that to go lower. I don't know how much lower, but
that'd be nice.
Yeah. And as usual, the worst times to be on the roads are when everyone wants to be driving between 2 and 7 in the afternoon. Overall, the busiest day. AAA says suggests driving in the morning. Overall, the busiest days will be this today, July 3rd, and the Sunday, July 7th. And if you're flying, remember, airports are slammed around the holidays. So do yourself a favor and aim to be there almost, they say 2 hours early. You know, hour and a half, I think you're good. But I don't know. But
give yourself extra time. There's more cars. There's more, you know what I mean? Like, there's just more of everything. It's not just what's going on inside the terminal, but there's just more going on. So yeah, don't miss your flight, right?
Like, yeah.
Give yourself time. Take a book.
Early. If you're early, you know, you're sitting back and you're reading and you're people watching. You know, I mean, you got that to look forward to. Nobody has ever necessarily been that mad at themselves for being early for a flight. We've all been mad at ourselves for rushing to a flight. Or, well, I was supposed to be a gate J. Oh, no. I'm running over there to get to that one and everything. The story of my life flying.
Yeah.
But I love flying. I really do. I think that's going to be fun. I know that I'm going to be doing a little traveling tomorrow. Going to be heading over to my brother's and hang out with them for a little bit. Looking forward to that. That's going to be nice. Looking forward to, not only that, but all the things that we're going to hear coming up this week. It's going to be nice. It should be a good weekend. Should be a good break. For those of you that are traveling, though, I do remind you, keep a lookout for each other. And please keep in mind, while there might not be any construction going on, there is actually going on in the holiday. There is still construction setups. And you're going to need to keep in mind when you're looking at your directions on your phone and all that. Keep an eye out for it, everybody.
Give yourself a little extra time.
Yeah. How about the perfect hot dog, Terry? The perfect hot dog. We were talking dogs earlier. If you could put only one condiment on your hot dog tomorrow, which would it be? Ketchup, mustard, or something else? A poll looked at the most popular hot dog toppings, and different states had different answers. Overall, mustard was number one. Interesting.
Yeah,
most of this must have been taken in Chicago.
I've got a couple. Actually, my husband and one daughter would say mustard. Mm. And... Mm. I and the other would say ketchup.
Yeah. 73% of Americans like mustard on hot dogs. Ketchup is next with 62%. Then onions, relish, and chili all got about 50%. Mustard was the top condiment in 14 states. Ketchup in 12, relish in 10, onions 8, and chili 6.
What if you want all of that?
Yeah, right? Yeah, you shouldn't have to pick. I'm curious to see if it tells us state by state here. I want to see if...
My best hot dog is grilled. And it's burned.
Oh, you like it burned. Okay. Yeah, that's how my dad likes it.
But I also will eat a hot dog just warmed up in the microwave. I mean, I have no, like, I'm not adverse to that. But if I get to pick, I want a little, I want it grilled and some good char on it.
The top topping here that we chose here in Wisconsin, relish.
Really?
Yeah, that is a little surprising to me. Huh. USfoods.com is where you can find this complete list. USfoods.com. Appreciate them. So looking at some other stats from this, people said the perfect hot dog would have some combination of these five toppings. It should also be grilled and come on a white bun, not wheat.
I agree. I'm a white bun.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. But I will say earlier you mentioned the brat buns. I like more bread. I'm a bread guy. So I like more bread.
I like more bread, but I don't necessarily with my brat, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Like,
it's bigger than a hot dog. Yeah, I get it. So. I think so. My father would look at that as that's taking up room for all the stuff I want to put on there. Yeah. The top sides with the hot dog are, of course, the wonderful French fry, potato salad, potato chips, baked beans, and macaroni and cheese round out the top five. 91% of Americans like hot dogs and eat an average of 2 a month, but around 40% said that they eat more than that this time of year, of course, because of the weather, and it's an easy thing to eat in the summer.
So Johnsonville has they have like cheddarwurst, right? Mm-hmm. But they also have a jalapeno cheddar. Those are good.
I bet, yeah.
Those are, if you look at that, you probably don't even need anything on it. You can just eat that. So maybe the toppings belong inside.
Ah, yes. Because I was thinking the cheese-filled hot dogs, that is a great invention. That is a wonderful invention.
I haven't had one of those in...
Oh, God, I couldn't remember the last time I had one
40 years.
Yeah. 91% of us also think hot dogs are an American food staple.
Yeah, hot dogs and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Only 33% think hot dogs are sandwiches, and 67% said they're not.
Okay. I think you and I had this debate. They are not sandwiches.
They're not a sandwich. Not a sandwich, man.
Like, who's
not
even saying that?
I don't get that. I don't get that at all. I feel like that's just something somebody, this will anger people. This will get a bunch of fights started.
Well,
like,
it's working.
It's working. It doesn't make any sense to me. I have another one that might get people on the, I don't know, maybe not. I love hot dogs, but I'm a Vienna hot dog guy. I've got to have those beef hot dogs. Those are the kind I like. For one, culturally, that I don't eat a lot of pork. But more so, I just like the way they taste better. And they grill so much better,
right? See, I just like regular hot dogs, but I prefer Oscar Mayer. Like, I prefer a brand. But I will tell you, if you go into, like, a good old-fashioned butcher shop and they've got, like, the natural casing wieners there, those are good.
Those are really good. Terry, want to wrap up talking a little bit about our schedule, a little bit about our 4th of July celebration going on around here, and a little United Way talk. We want to remind everybody about stuff that register for Stuff the Desk and some of the other great things you have going on.
Yeah, so if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, your children also qualify for free school supplies. This is a collaborative community effort that it's been happening since 2009, so for a really long time. But you do need to register, and you can do that by visiting uwswac.org. We do need information about the students so that we can make sure that a proper backpack is prepared for them. You can also call 211 and one of our resource specialists can help you with that registration. And we are also currently collecting school supplies, and those will all culminate on August 1st when we are the sponsor of Lunch by the River. And we will actually be inventorying all of those supplies and getting ready for distribution to kids later in August. So encourage you to sign your kids up and or purchase school supplies and get those donated to us.
Mm-hmm. And find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on everything in our United Way. Of course, we have bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge tonight. Doors open at 5, bingo kicks off at 6:30. Enjoy some great bingo with the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 430 West Jackson Street, where they're located. And we appreciate our Elks Lodge putting back into our community. I do want to remind everybody that we have our fireworks celebration Fishing happening here in Wisconsin Rapids. Things will get going around 6 with DJ Entertainment. Head on down there. Enjoy yourself. The Wisconsin Rapid City Band are going to be performing outside the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South. Also, keep in mind for any of our any members that are disabled, there are parking spaces designated for individuals with disabilities right outside of our friends over at the Moravian Church on Goggin Street and the First Congressional Church. So keep that in mind as well, everybody. And Terry brought up a great point earlier. If it is rained out, it does look like July 5th will be when we'll have the celebration.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind for your planning.
Mm-hmm. And have a great time and enjoy yourselves, everybody. And keep in mind that leave the fireworks to the city. When it comes to lighting fireworks for yourselves, go ahead, have fun, enjoy it with the kids and everything. And once it gets dusk out, let the city take over the fireworks. We do have noise ordinances. And maybe even just as importantly as that, we got veterans out there. We got dogs. We got little kids out there that when these fireworks go off and they surprise people or they are not in a predictable time or something, you just don't know what that can do in another household. You don't know how that's going to affect other people. If you were sleeping at anywhere from 10 to 2 in the morning or something and going to sleep or anything like that, you would be bent out of shape if a neighbor woke you up. Please don't do that to any of these individuals, and especially to our veterans, where the only reason we're getting to celebrate the 4th of July is because of veterans. Let's do literally the least we could do to honor our veterans is just not lighting off fireworks. Just not doing it. If you are a veteran out there and could use one of our signs, please stop by and pick one up. We have signs that say combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. Militarywithptsd.org is the website where you can find out more about this. Encourage you to do so, everybody. It's not only great information to know, but it's a great way for us to honor our veterans. Again, one of the most important aspects of the 4th of July is honoring our military service members, current members, and of course those that served our country that are the reason why we get to celebrate democracy. We get to celebrate fireworks and barbecues and each other. Let's do this, and let's get better about this as a community. Thank you, Terry, so much for a great show.
You bet. Good to see
you. Yeah, you too. Have a great, safe, fun 4th of July, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. Remember, a little bit later, we've got Sheriff Sean Becker and Lieutenant Scott Sager joining us from 4 to 5 today on Midday Magazine. You're looking forward to that. Wisconsin Rapids Community Media also going to be in. And Rafter Baseball a little bit later, right here at the home of Rafter Baseball, your home, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.